predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
Oh, I got your x-ray.
That's sweet. I look forward to seeing you too, little bunny.
Ooh, little bunny. Looks like somebody has a new girlfriend.
No, that was a client calling about their little bunny. Fufu.
Let me guess. Little bunny Fufu got hurt. Scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Okay, fine. I started dating someone.
Oh, well, good for you, big bunny. I assume that's what she calls you.
No, it's Big Thumper.
Well, I would love to meet her. Hmm. Hey, you know what? Steve and I actually have two extra tickets for an escape room this afternoon.
Ooh, that would be great. But I'm afraid it might be a little awkward.
Why would it be awkward? I mean, you and I are in a good place. And Steve really misses you. You know, I'm starting to think that you're the real reason he moved back to San Francisco.
Yeah, he did send me that foot-shaped box of chocolates. He usually only sends out on Valentine's Day.
How cute. We got the same gift.
You know, DJ, there's really something I should tell you about my date.
Well, she calls you Big Thumper. I feel I already know too much. That should be enough room for the Lamaze class.
I can't wait. It's gonna be amazing.
No, then that's not gonna be a thing.
Really? Because you'd be amazed at what catches on. Like, remember when I made up cray cray?
Fernando, why are you wearing scrubs? We're just having a class. No one's actually giving birth.
There are going to be 7 pregnant women in this house. I would not be so sure.
Fernando has a good point. My motto is always be prepared.
Jimmy, honey, you keep your life savings in a tennis sock.
Well, you scoff, but I'm always the most popular boy at the local wishing well.
Oh, look, it's our little activist.
Oh, honey, we are so proud of you for organizing your own rally.
Well, I mean, someone's got to step up and do it. I'm just giving the people a voice.
To think, I gave a voice to the girl who's giving people a voice.
And if we're doling out credit, half of the voice that you gave to the girl who is giving a voice came from my voice.
Suddenly, I want to watch The Voice.
So what's this rally about again?
We're trying to get a student representative onto the school board.
Oh. Why do we want to do that?
So we can get new textbooks, updated technology, and a more diverse curriculum.
Sounds like a fancy way of saying more school.
Why are you even coming to this thing?
I'm feeling the stirrings of activism.
You said it was so you could show off your football jersey in public. Tommy!
What did you do to my jersey?
I drew in some fake blood and had Tommy roll around the dirt with it, so it looked like you actually played.
Oh, thanks, guys. It looks fantastic.
Football.
We'll have the pants for you by this afternoon. No, Cosmo. Still too clean. Try the puddle in the backyard.
The escape room has a British mystery theme. Hi there, Governor.
going to Scotland Yard on the chim chim chimmery double decker.
Wow, your Swedish accent has gotten really good.
Oh, it's British, but thank you. Here's my Swedish accent. Would you like some Swedish meatballs from IKEA?
See, I'm just hearing Jamaican.
Buddy!
Hey!
Back from Lakerland. Hey, did you show Coach Walton that offensive scheme?
You know, I did, but then I quickly learned that coaches don't love getting plays from the team podiatrist.
Hey, where's little Bunny?
Oh, she's a little late.
I see what you did there.
Actually, DJ, before she gets here, there's really something that I should tell
you. Good afternoon. I am your host, Lord Nigel Pennywhistle. Welcome to my personal library.
Yeah, see, his Swedish accent is nowhere near as good as mine.
Once the game begins, you will need to solve a series of puzzles to liberate you from this prison of knowledge. When the raven crows, the door will be locked. Ka-ka!
Oh, wait, his date's not here yet.
Hello, Deej.
Gia, what are you doing here? Go away. We're waiting for Matt. Oh, you're little Bunny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's my big thumper.
That's so crazy that you two guys got together. I mean, what are the odds?
Well, they're pretty good. I mean, there's only about a dozen straight guys in San Francisco. And when a 6'3 chiseled Adonis comes your way, you grab him and you never let him go.
I tried to tell you, DJ.
You could have tried a little bit harder.
Oh, congratulations on your new baby.
Thank you, but I'm not the father.
Yeah, he is my baby daddy, just not this baby's daddy. The father is my brother. So, actually, I'm the aunt.
And I'm the brother who's also the father.
Wait, does that make me my own uncle?
And I'm the mother. No relation to the brother. I mean, except, you know, we have relations.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I have a special place in my heart for surrogates. Being the vessel for life is the greatest gift. And then once the baby is born, your journey is over.
Wait, I don't want the journey to be over. I like the journey. I even like the band Journey. I met them at the San Francisco Farmers Market. Those dudes love kale.
Don't stop believing.
Now it's time for L'Amazing Lamazi.
See, I told you that'd catch on.
Okay, we need to find some clues. So, let's start with the desk.
Or, if we actually want to solve this thing, let's start over here, by the tiger head. You don't just put a tiger head in a room for no reason. I've had to escape a lot of rooms.
Oh, so you've done escape rooms before?
No, I briefly dated Charlie Sheen.
You know, I have an idea. Let's split up.
Great, I'll be with Matt. Or, we could give it a go.
We are so gonna kick their butts.
You know, we're actually supposed to be working together.
Well, then we're gonna kick their butts at that.
Whoa!
Oh!
What is this thing?
It's a cryptic cipher puzzle.
I don't know any of those words.
You don't know puzzle?
Okay, I know puzzle, but how do you know all that other stuff?
You know my love of National Treasure 2. It's the Godfather 2 of National Treasures. You have to align the tumblers according to a certain code.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna try my bike lock combination. And if it works, then we'll know that these are the people that stole my bike.
Babe, check this out.
Oh, it's another clue.
Oh, we are kicking your butts, Fuller.
How are they so good at this? I mean, Gia used to think that Sherlock Holmes was a real estate agency.
You've been out of sorts ever since Gia walked in. Why do you let her get under your skin?
She just gets on my nerves. She annoys me. She's like a pebble in my shoe.
Listen, do not diminish the effect of a pebble in a shoe. Just saying, I've seen a man die from that. I mean, there were other complications. He had also been hit by a car.
Hello? This wise owl may have an answer. Because where there's owls, there's knowledge. Yeah, there's got to be a clue in here somewhere.
Oh, wait, hold on. Check it out. I found a plaque with writing.
Oh, what's it say?
Please don't touch the owl.
One of the most important things you can do for an infant is swaddle.
Come on, use real words. Swaddle is a real word. It is how a confident duck walks. I will use it in a sentence. Scrooge McDuck swaddled into the bank. Please continue.
Thank you. Actually, swaddling is wrapping a baby so it feels warm and safe, as if in the womb.
Excuse me. I didn't get a baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I only brought enough for each team. Can you share?
I don't like to share. I don't even like Cher, and I met her at the Seattle Farmers Market.
How about you two give it a shot?
Oh, yeah, okay. Don't worry, babe. I'll show you how to do it.
Done.
Yeah. Babe, how did you do that?
Well, before I was an international photographer, I worked at Chipotle. But it'll cost you extra if you want guacamole in here.
Are gonna be amazing parents.
5 second rule. Still totally safe to eat.
Not that we're gonna do that.
Well, Jackson, I guess you couldn't be bothered to stay for the whole rally.
I had important stuff to do.
You came home to watch reruns of Yes, Dear.
That's not why I came home. It was just a happy accident.
Well, the rally was a huge success. I was even interviewed by the press.
Hey, give me that. The fat guy from yesteryear was just about to get yelled at by his wife.
Let's see. Oh, here it is. Look, there's the rally.
I'm Tom Johnson, reporting from a rally where high school students are trying to get their voices heard. We spoke with one of the key organizers.
Here it comes.
I'm here with athlete activist Jackson Fuller.
What?
Tom Johnson used to anchor the news at 5, 6, and 11.
Jackson, why is it important that a student get a seat on the school board?
To get new textbooks and a more diverse curriculum. Oh, and stick it to the man.
Oh, I hear you, brother. That was local football star Jackson Fuller, truly a brave new voice for his generation.
Brave new voice. That was my new voice. I organized this rally, and some jock who doesn't understand the issues takes all the credit.
You think I'm a jock?
I can't even look at you right now.
Hippies, am I right?
Oh, you're so close. Jump higher.
I'm trying. Oh, we can get that for you.
They could be ice dancers.
Here you go, Deej. Just a little present from the two of us.
Thanks.
Wow, that is awesome. Thanks, Gia. You are killing it.
Why don't you marry her? This is just gibberish. What the heck does this mean?
Don't worry, we can figure it out. We are two doctors, after all. Wait, what do you mean, well?
Well, I mean, technically I'm a doctor. You're a podiatrist.
Wait, what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. No, no, not important. Oh, look, another clue.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying I'm not a real doctor? I'll have you know that the feet are the foundation of the whole body.
Yeah, of course, you're a real doctor. It's just you only doctor from the ankle down.
You only work on pets. I mean, the only people you treat are mobsters who've been shot in the leg.
That was once. And Vinny the Sandwich still owes me a favor, so you better watch it.
Hey, are you two okay over there?
Yeah, we're fine. Kiss me.
What?
See? We're just working together, solving puzzles, kissing, just like you two.
You know, maybe we should work on our own for a while.
Whatever you say, you're the podiatrist.
Everyone get comfortable and go to a peaceful place. We're going to visualize the birth of your child. Oh! Oh, 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 oh!
I got it! So, I'm splayed across the back seat of a rental car. Contractions are coming quickly!
I meant a silent visualization.
There's nothing silent about a baby coming out sideways. Where was I? All right. Ah! You did this to me!
That's the woman I chose to carry my baby, guys. Yeah.
If you care, I found this.
What is it?
How should I know? I'm just a lowly country podiatrist. You're the fancy big city veterinarian.
Hey, Lil Bun.
Yeah, Big Thump?
Do you still have that metal thing you found earlier?
Oh. Here you go.
It's a key.
There's a keyhole in this machine.
Okay.
Yay, we did it.
Go team.
Congratulations are in order. Everyone, keep your eye on the raven.
You'll never believe what your mom did with your placenta.
It's behind the ice cube tray. I won't make that mistake twice. Oh, and I'm not talking to you.
Are you still upset it was on the news? I can't help it, the camera loves me.
I've got a reporter on the line from the San Francisco Chronicle. He wants to talk to you about the rally.
Well, sure, anything to spread the news.
Not you, Aaron Bragovich. You.
Hello, this is athlete activist Jackson Fuller. Give me a second. He wants to know what I think about teacher salaries. So, am I for or against?
You tell me, brave new voice.
Help me out. I'm not really a brave new voice. I just play one on TV.
Fine. You feel that teacher salaries should be raised. They get better pay, and we get better teachers.
I think they should be raised. They get better pay, we get better teachers. Aha. Uh-huh. They want to know what I think about Prop 67.
It's important since it'll put money towards school infrastructure.
Got it. Prop 67 is important because, well... You know what? You should talk to the person who actually organized the rally. Her name is Ramona Gibler. She's the real voice of our generation, and she deserves to be heard.
Thanks.
You earned it.
Hello? Yes, that Ramona Gibler, the rental car miracle baby. But you know what? Let's talk about making our school system better.
Okay, let's move on to the mother-baby bonding after delivery. Everyone, grab your dolls and put them on your chest.
I'll take that. Hey, I just birthed that thing. Kimmy, it's my baby. Give it. Give me the baby back.
No.
Kimmy.
No.
It's, no.
No.
You will not take
no.
The baby.
Kimmy,
no. Give me the baby. No. Kimmy! Give me the baby!
When that happens at Chipotle, they give you a free one.
Today. I could ask you the same question. Could you? Because I'm not the one that reenacted a childbirth and then ran off with a fake baby. Fine. You really want to know what this is about? Yes. Yes, I do. That's why I just chased you through the whole house. I don't want my job to be over once the baby's born. Once it gets here, everything's going to go back to the way it used to be.
Oh. I never thought about that.
Well, I think about it all the time. Let's face it, you and I aren't going to be close anymore. I'll just go back to being your big sister's annoying friend.
Kimmy, that's not true. You've become a huge part of my life. I mean, you're not just DJ's annoying friend. You're my annoying friend. In fact, you might be my most annoying friend.
Aw, Steph, you mean it?
Of course. After this baby's born, I'm gonna need you more than ever.
Promise?
I promise.
Thanks.
Hey, did you just kick me?
Not this time.
Oh my gosh, that was the baby.
Your baby.
Kimmy Jr. Wait, did you just say Kimmy Jr.?
So you told him he wasn't a real doctor?
Oh, yeah, not my finest moment. But you say it all the time.
Well, yeah, but I'm not the one dating him.
Yeah, well, after today, I don't know if I am either. It's always open.
Even for me?
Oh, hey, it's real Dr. Steve. I'm gonna go be anywhere else.
Hey, Steve, I'm so glad you're here. I am so sorry that I said you weren't a real doctor. I mean, I really could have used a podiatrist to take the foot out of my mouth.
That's really more of an ear, nose, and throat thing, but I appreciate the sentiment. Can I ask you something? Did it bother you to see Matt dating another woman?
Oh, no, of course not. That's in the past. I mean, I want him to be happy and date other women, but Gia? Seriously? 6th grade, crop top wearing, smoking in the bathroom, Gia?
You know, to be honest, they seem like a really good couple.
Yeah, I think that's what bothered me so much. You know, they've known each other for like a minute and they worked so well together.
Yeah, it's solving puzzles, okay? That doesn't make them a better couple than we are.
Are you sure? Because they were really good at puzzles.
Deej, we have 25 years of history, you and me, okay? I know stuff about you that nobody else knows.
Okay. What's my favorite food?
Meatloaf.
Okay, who's my secret musical crush?
Also Meatloaf.
You know what? You're right. I mean, who cares if they're good at puzzles? We're good at life.
Yeah. You know what else we're good at?
I thought you were going to say ripping heads off of owls.
Yeah, they are so making us pay for that.
Don't worry, Dr. Hale. I'm having Vinny the Sandwich take care of that for us.